Okay, good morning, everybody. Good Erev Shabbos, and also a happy Shushan Purim. The Rambam's conclusion of Hilchos Megillah is a very famous one based on the Yerushalmi. It actually, if you look carefully, seems like the Rambam paskins like Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan, in that Yerushalmi, the Bnei Binyamin, and others point that out. But I'm actually going to focus on the second half of the Rambam. The Rambam wrote, much to the Ravid's consternation, important to keep in mind the Gemara Nedarim Chaf Beis, which talks about Kibir Rav Chachma, Rav Kas, that it was all because of, you know, basically the need for Moser. But in any event, so, you know, we pointed out in the past that there's kind of a kimu v'kiblu aspect here, that Megillas Esther is necessary, like Chamisha Chomshei Torah and the halachos of the Torah Sheval Peh. I mean, the Ravid thinks that the Rambam is actually saying that the rest of Nach will be, you know, batal mevutal, and that's a bridge too far for him. But, whether or not the Rambam is really saying that, which I think is pretty speculative. But Megillas Esther has this clearly special status, Chamisha Chomshei Torah, halachos shel Torah Sheval Peh, that somehow it's like absolutely necessary. And, you know, I think that could be influenced by Hadar Kiblu Abimei Chashverosh. But in any event, whatever one thinks of the ratio of the Rambam, as tantalizing as it is, so the Rambam says, you know, based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu, that the tzaros will, you know, all be forgotten. So, you know, you would expect him to say, you know, but, you know, there are tzaros that will not be forgotten. But he says, I mean, the lack of symmetry is, Yimei HaPurim lo yibadlo, right? What does that mean? I mean, Yimei Purim, those are, you know, Yimei Mishta v'simcha. What do you mean? Afol pishkol zichron atzaros yivutal, shenemar, kinishkichu atzaros harishonis v'chinistir me'enai, Yimei HaPurim lo yibadlo, shenemar, Yimei HaPurim ha'elo lo yavro mitoch ha'yehudim v'zichram lo yasuf mizaram. So what I'd like to suggest is that, much as the Rambam said in Hilchos Tanios, right, V'chasher kimol nafsham v'alzaram, divrei atzamos v'zakotzam, that when Esther sent, you know, Igeres HaPurim Azos HaShenis, L'kayim, Alehem Liososim Es Yimei HaPurim Ha'ila Bizmanehem, Kasher Kiyam Alehem Ordechai Yudiv Esther Mokav, V'chasher kimol nafsham v'alzaram, divrei atzamos v'zakotzam, the impression that one has is that Purim was accepted, right, with a dual identity. Part of that identity is the Divrei Hatzomos v'Zaakasam, Chasher Kimol Nafsham V'Alzaram, Divrei Hatzomos v'Zaakasam. And I think that's what the Rambam appears to be saying, that all of the tzaros will be forgotten, except the tzaros which led to a Purim, because you can't even have any concept of Purim. You can't have a sense of Lahudim Ma'isa'or v'Simcha v'Sason v'Ikar. You can't have a sense of Enafochu Asher Yishlatu Ayudim Him v'Sonehem, unless you remember the Cherev Chada Munachas Al Tzavarenu B'Mei Haman. Right, that's absolutely necessary. And so, as we pointed out, Tainus Esther isn't a Tainus of Puranos, right? It's a Tainus of Za'aka, where we, you know, re-experience, we sort of walk in Esther's footsteps, if we will, right? If that's an acceptable way to formulate it, right? So that we have an appreciation of just how close we were to the abyss, and therefore how appreciative we need to be. V'nahafolchu asher yishlatu ha'yehudim heima v'sonehem la'yehudim ha'isa ora v'simcha v'sason Vikar Kain Tihialanu, we should all experience you know, the full measure of redemption, which we can only appreciate when we have a palpable sense of the tzaros, whether it's at a personal level, familial level, communal level, or even a national level. Vimeha Purim Haila Lo Yavru Mitocha Yehudim Vizichram, Zichram in the total sense of the term, the Zecher of Ha'ir Shushan Avocha, as well as Ha'ir Shushan Sahala B'Samecha, V'zichram lo yasuf mizaram.